Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to That Triathlon Show, the podcast presented by ScientificTriathlon.com. I'm your host, Michael Erickson, and this is beginner tip number 5, where I'll talk about getting started with run training. So in running, and especially as a beginner, well, as any runner really, you have two main tasks: stay consistent and stay injury-free. I've broken that last rule so many times, which automatically breaks consistency, and I can tell you, it sets you back a lot, so you better not break this rule like I have, and you'll be much better off long-term and improve so much more. There are a few things that will allow you to accomplish these goals. One, you need to have a very gradual progression in running volume. You may have heard of the 10% rule, which states that you shouldn't increase volume by more than 10% per week. Obviously, if you start from zero, you need to, at the lower end of this range, have a little bit of maybe more practical intuition around how much you increase your running volume than actual percentages. But definitely, as you get up into the 20 kilometers per week, maybe around that point, even around 10 kilometers per week, it starts to make sense to follow the 10% rule. So at that point, you would only increase by 1 kilometer per week. The second thing is to not increase intensity and volume at the same time. So if you are in a phase where you're trying to increase your volume, for example, following the 10% rule, then you should not at that time add more intensity to your training than what you already have. And the third one is to not overstride. By this, I mean you should, whatever you do technically, there are many, many different ways to run that are good. But one thing that's not good is overstriding, and that's very common in beginners. So you land in front of your center of mass. You want to land with your foot. Whether you land on your toes, your heels, or your midfoot, you want your foot to strike the ground right underneath your hip. And that is not overstriding, and that greatly, greatly reduces the risk of injuries. So that's the third point I want to add. So gradual progression in volume, don't increase intensity and volume at the same time, and not overstriding. So that's basically it. A few tips. When you gradually increase your volume, add some lower volume weeks in between as well. So maybe you increase volume for 3 weeks, but then you go back to where you were the first of those 3 weeks in the next week, or even lower than that, to make sure that you recover properly in between and not just increase, because that usually doesn't end up well. And the second tip is that if you're just getting started, or if you've been injury prone in the past, then use run walks. So for example, you can, depending on where you are in your running progression, I should say, you can do things like 30 seconds running, 30 seconds walking, and repeat that 10, 20 times when you get started. Or if you're a bit further along in your progression, you can run for 4.5 minutes and walk for 30 seconds still, and make it a very brisk walk. But still, that walk in between does reduce the impact that you get from running, and gives your legs some respite from the constant pounding of the ground, and that can really save you from injuries over the long term. So if you follow those rules and you stay consistent and you don't get injured, you're well on your way. But let's talk a little bit about how to advance your fitness progression. One point I want to make is that in running for beginners, frequency are more valuable than longer workouts. So you shouldn't necessarily increase your workouts to super long, but just keeping them at 1 or 2 workouts per week, that's probably not enough. A better thing to do is to have moderate duration or low duration workouts, but have one more of them per week. So for example, run 3 times per week. So for establishing a good consistent baseline of 3 times per week for 45 minutes to an hour, 45 minutes is a good baseline already, a really good baseline. That's a really good goal to have. The second point of increasing, so that's the first one, frequency over long duration. The second point is to know your training zones. I refer you, and I have the link in the episode description, to episode 30 of That Triathlon Show, Training Zones Part 3, Running. make sure that you go out and do a field test and get your heart rate and or pace training zones and use them. And use them to make sure that you run easy enough on your easy days and hard enough on your hard days. And then once you have that good consistent baseline and you have your training zones, now it's time to, and you have held that baseline for a few weeks, so you know that you can stay on that and not get injured. Now it's time to swap one of those easy runs for a hard run, and that's what starts to really advance your fitness progression. So a few examples, you can do a fartlek workout, just a free form 10 times 1 minute, for example, where the 1 minute is you run hard, like you feel that you're running fast, but still staying relaxed. And then you can have 2 full minutes of, not full recovery, but jogging recovery, easy jogging in between. Another example would be to stay in your zone 4 for 20 minutes. That's a classic 20-minute threshold run. Or a third one would be to do something like 8 times 400 meters and try to, not minutes, that would be hard, and try to stay in your zone 5. Obviously, these workouts need to be scaled based on where you're at. These examples are not for complete beginners, but if you've been doing this for a while, they may be for you. And one final thing, 95% of the mistakes that beginners make with run training is one of these things. It's not being consistent, and it's doing the easy work too hard and the hard work too easy. So make sure that whether it's through, you need to stay injury free to be consistent, but you also need to manage your time and make sure that you actually go out and do the work week in, week out, the same number of runs, except in recovery weeks. And do them at a level that's appropriate for you based on your individual training zones. So yeah, I think that's about it for this episode. Well, let me break it down for you still in 3 easy steps. So first, try to over time, and that depends on where you start. It can take longer or shorter. Do a gradual progression of volume to get a baseline of 2 to 3 runs per week of 45 minutes or so. Let's put that as a benchmark. Hold that baseline for 3 to 4 weeks where you do just that, and make sure that you can tolerate it, you can handle it, and it's safe for you. Then step 3 is to swapping one of those easy runs, zone 2 runs probably, for an intense run like one of the workout examples that I just described. And that's, again, specific to you and to your individual training zones. So there's your 3-step formula. I hope that you enjoyed this beginner tip. You can contact me and send me questions on michael@scientifictriathlon.com, and that's Michael with a K, or tweet me on Twitter, where my handle is @scitriat, excuse me. And the best way to make sure that I get your email is to include beginner tip in the subject line. Until next time, if you haven't already, make sure that you go to scientifictriathlon.com and check out the beginner training plans and the coaching and consulting services that I offer. If it may be of interest to you, if you want to get a head start, this is definitely a way to save tons of time and headache and frustration to invest a little bit in some form of coaching resource, whether it's a training plan or a consultation or full-on coaching. And all the training plans that I sell are with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, so you get your money back if you're not happy with it. And if you schedule a consultation with me, I always make a promise that I won't let us hang up the phone simply until you have tripled the value of the investment. So I'm very serious about my integrity as a coach and providing value. So check it out on scientifictriathlon.com. And next Friday, I will talk about slow and steady endurance training versus hard interval training. What should you do? Thank you, as always, for listening. Keep training smart and keep loving triathlon.